Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. I'm transferring Frederica Barry.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Frederica.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Okay, and would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Say that again?
Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear. What kind of cancer was it?
I had ovarian.
Ovarian, okay. Again, I'm sorry to hear. What year were you diagnosed with that?
Last year.
Okay, so 2023?
Yes.
Okay, do you happen to remember what month?
It was in May.
May, okay. And do you happen to remember your diagnosing doctor's name or at least the facility?
Yes, Dr. Berman.
Vernon?
Yes.
Okay. Vernon's last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then what hospital or facility?
Children's Hospital of Michigan.
Children's Hospital of Michigan?
Yes. Yes.
Was it Vernon Proctor?
No, Berman
no.
With a B.
Berman.
B-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay, sorry about that one moment. In what city?
In Detroit.
Okay. Was it on Bovin Boulevard? 3901?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm so sorry, just to reconfirm the doctor's name, it's B as in boy, E-A-M-A-N?
B-E-R-M-A-N.
M-A-N, okay. And then, so you were diagnosed in Michigan. Did you use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed
Wait,
with
yeah.
cancer? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. On average, how many times per year do you think you used it?
On an average per year?
I'm going to say at least 8 times, maybe.
8 times, okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And then, do you have any other, like, friends, family, loved ones that were also using hair relaxer and get diagnosed with cancer?
I'm not sure if that's the reason for this, but yes, I know people that have passed away from cancer, but I'm not sure if it was from a relaxer or not.
Okay, and if you ever, you know, to talk about it with them, please feel free to give out my information. And then next year, the product information. So what state did you use the hair relaxer in?
You said what, who?
What state?
What state?
Yeah. Is it Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were basically using it monthly. And then best to your knowledge, when did you first start using the product?
I started using this product in 2011.
2011? Okay. Yes. And then when did you stop using it?
Last year.
23, okay. So a total of 12 years then?
Yeah.
Roughly. And then, did you use the hair relaxer in a salon, home, or both?
It was in home.
Home? Okay. Do you know what brand you used?
Yes, I used to always get the African Pride.
African Pride, okay. And then next here, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for at least 1 year? Yes, because
I had diagnosed.
Yeah, it happened 12 years later.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then next here, the medical treatment. What type of treatment did you receive?
I had to get a complete hysterectomy surgery. I had to do chemotherapy, and they had gave me morphine pain medication. But the symptoms that I had were my hair was falling out.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Back pain, pelvic pain, having problems with my urine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did you have treatment in May of 2023 as well? Is that when you started treatment?
I started my treatment in June, the month of my birthday.
Okay. Gosh. And were you treated by the same doctor?
Yes.
Same location?
Yes.
And then next here, we'll go through the injured party information. So the main injury was ovarian cancer. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm female.
Okay, thank you. And then is your first name Fredericka?
Yes.
Okay, and then Barry, Berry?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have an email here. It's ricabboo28@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then is 313-923-4131 your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
8063 Farnsworth Street, Detroit, Michigan.
I'm so sorry. What was the street name?
Farnsworth.
Farnsworth?
Yes.
Can you spell it for me?
FARNSWORTH.
Okay, let's see here. And then Detroit, Michigan.
48213.
48213, okay. So sorry.
But I'm having a hard time hearing you because they outside working, so it's kind of hard for me to hear you too.
Okay, I'm so sorry. And then for the medical record release forms, what is your date of birth?
6/27/1989.
Again, it was 6/27/1989.
Yes.
And then... your social?
386-065733.
And again, 386-065733?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then there would be a medical record to indicate your cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, you can put 313.
Oh, do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay, and then 313.
523-7. 338.
Okay, and then their name?
F-A-Y, Faye.
And then relationship?
Sister.
Okay. Does she have the same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me.